الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله قال تعالى ان اكرمكم عند الله اتقاكم يا ايها الذين امنوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم In the past we have talked about it and I want to reiterate on that topic once again because that's one of the things which affects our life pretty much on a daily basis. We have talked earlier that it's not compulsory to forgive. And if you ask this question, is it compulsory to forgive? As I said, no, it's not. It's up to you. If you want to hold it, hold it. But let's discuss different factors on holding someone's forgiveness. If you don't want to let someone, you don't want to forgive. You say that I will hold it and I am going to deal with it on the day of judgment. Just think about what can happen on the day of judgment. Let's discuss those different scenarios. First, you might find on the day of judgment that person actually wasn't wrong at all. Just imagine all those years you holding a grudge against someone and at the end you find out on the day of judgment that he or she wasn't liable for that thing, wasn't wrong. And you will find out something else happened behind the scene because you cannot have a clear picture at that time due to circumstances. You couldn't find out the real truth. And then you realize, rather than keeping it in my heart or keeping it to myself against someone for such a long time, don't we think that my life is going to be different if I would have let it go at that time? Let's go to the second scenario. You find at the day of judgment, indeed, the other party, he or she was wrong. And you were right. So you got the justice served there. But look at our own life. How many things we do against the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. So how many things we have did like we have done against the teachings of Islam? And you were caught because of that. Since you were holding, same way, like on the day of judgment, Allah will hold against you as well. Because you are accountable for all what you will do in this dunya. So you are caught for small little things. You are accountable for that. So you got the justice served somewhere else, but at the same time, you were caught for your small little things which you can't even imagine, which you ignored while you were here. You can also think otherwise, like if I had released that thing while I was here, my life would have been easier. And maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of judgment, will release me or forgive me for a number of sins, for a number of things which I've done here against the will of Allah. So forgive, because don't you want to be forgiven? Keep that in mind. Just keep this quality, the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about that. Allah is forgiving. We need to be forgiving as well. Qala ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a verse that haven't you done wrong things in your life? Yes, I have. Well, you forgive and I will forgive. Now that's what exactly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying or trying to convey to us. Allah is encouraging that Allah's mercy is great and Allah's mercy wants you to be healed while you are here. So you have to learn how to forgive or learn how to seek forgiveness. But at the end of the day, who should I seek forgiveness from? I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know that there are other affairs happening, like between humans, like the local world outside of things, but still at the end of the day, we should always seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the last paragraph I just said, it's very easy to say on the paper. Forgive, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do the same thing with your matters. But it's not easy. It's not easy. It depends how you were hurt. What was the type of crime or what was the type of malice done against you? I know you are encouraged to forgive, but it's not simple. We are all built human with emotions, with all those things which we cannot control. I know we have to learn how to, but it's very difficult for us to control. It's not easy. That's why it's not compulsory in Islamic teachings to forgive.